Welcome to the extra Patreon podcast where we go through go-to quizzes. What monarchist are you, or are you a republic?
Do you want to do the Calvinist?
What one? Monarchist are you, or are you a republic?
Do you want to do the Calvinist one?
I thought we were doing this.
No,
we
can do it. Okay. Because I love
how, I mean, I can tell you what I think that Dad
will he be. Said it.
I know. He said very openly he's not.
But we're going to find out. We're going to find out whether this rocks his world or not. This is created by Adam.
Adam.
No surname.
Oh.
This quiz the is to decide.
Human.
This quiz. Yeah,
I hear
first,
it is Adam
first
and
man,
Steve.
The first boy. This quiz is to decide what type of monarchist you are, or if you're even a Republican, not the American party, the ideology of republicanism.
Yeah.
And then it says, God save the Queen. There are many types of monarchs throughout history, and to assume advocating for a monarchy means you'll be some lowly serf is idiotic.
Okay, I think there might be some bias in
we'll
this.
See.
I think so.
Come look at one of the oldest forms of government in human history. Yes,
and the
it
most,
makes sense that it was created.
And the most damaging.
And potentially, love, well, not according to this,
I feel like the
that
type
you are
of
a lowly
person.
Serf.
Yeah, well, the fucking workers will control the means of production, bitch.
I don't know. We're going to fire through this, and this is just for Mr. Russell.
Okay, so no one else talk.
Okay, right. Well, here we go.
Mr. Russell.
Mr. Russell, I believe that the head of state should be voted in. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
I'll have to strongly agree.
Two, I believe that the head of state should be hereditary. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
I would have to strongly disagree.
Three, was the French Revolution a terrible event? Yes, it destroyed the monarchy and led to the republics being a dominant force on the world stage.
Oh.
No, the monarchy was oppressive and it was a good sign of the new era of republics that would spring up as a result. Or C, the French Revolution was bad, but it also brought along Napoleon Bonaparte, who was great.
Was Napoleon?
Well, I guess he sort of, he came along after it a little bit.
Yeah.
Got rid of the bloody Holy Roman Empire.
Once they cut off enough heads.
Yeah. You
know. Look, I'll have to go with B on that one.
No, the monarchy was oppressive and it was a good sign of the new era of republics that would spring up as a result.
It was painful, but there you go.
There you
Sometimes
go.
You got to chop a couple of cunts head off.
No room,
Sometimes
no room
cunts
got to
lose their heads. Four. Is there a if there is a monarchy in place, should the monarch be able to be judged by the justice system? Yes, the monarchy is above the law. No, the monarchy's word is final. That's if there is a monarchy in place.
Wait, what?
Wait,
that's two of the same fucking answers. Yeah,
the if
same
answer. There is a monarchy in place, should the monarch be able to be judged by the justice system? Yes. The monarchy isn't above the law. Sorry if I misspoke. Or no, the monarch's word is final.
I can't wait to find out what kind of monarchist you are, Mr. Russell.
Well, I'm going to have to go thinking of certain people that are in the news. Probably, yes, they should be judged by
that. Yes, the monarchy isn't above the law.
Is not above the law.
I think you're going to be a sort of a middle kind of monarchist.
I think he's
going
to be a constitutional monarchist.
Yeah.
Five. Do you think the monarch serves? Five. Do you think the monarch serves no purpose other than to abuse taxes and the people? Agree or disagree?
They should give you an option on tourist attraction.
Tourist attraction? Yeah. Well, they don't.
Really good at that.
Serves no purpose other than to abuse taxes and the people. Agree or disagree?
Abuse taxes.
Well, I serve no purpose.
You're going to have to agree.
Go with that one.
Yeah.
I'm getting a feeling that you are not going to be
Six.
The monarchist.
Should the monarchy only serve as a figurehead for the state? A. No, they must have the ability to do most things. Oh. B. Yes, we can't trust them to do the people's will. C. Not only as a figurehead, they should have the power to do some things and obligations.
I want to bash Adam.
Is there a D?
Adam,
D, can't.
There
sorry,
shouldn't.
Sorry, Mr. Russell.
D, there
We've
shouldn't.
Said, he,
yeah,
okay.
We said it before.
Yeah, he's cool.
D,
he's a cool dad.
There shouldn't even be a monarchy in the first place.
Well, you see, if I could actually be the king,
yes.
Then I'd want to go with the first one. You
the
know,
first one.
Be
no,
able
yeah,
to do
they
anything
have,
I wanted to anybody.
Well, to do most things.
Yeah, most things.
But
yeah.